Welcome back to another episode of LA Potfidential. My name is Chauncey, and I am a Rams editor for the LAFBnetwork.com. It's a great website. You should subscribe.
Do it.
Thank you. Yes, you should. With the NFL offseason coming underway, we're also your number one headquarters for LA Wildcats coverage. That's right. We're super deep into the XFL, people. Even I've written a piece about it. Yeah, it's going to go up soon. I'm recounting my memories of the LA Extreme's lone championship season.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
A long time ago.
That's the point.
I know.
Anyway, also, we have some pieces about the Rams' offseason needs. I even make the case for Jared Goff not sucking. Go ahead and read it. It's fun. Anyway, so Wes is on his way here, but we have a special guest calling from the Sunshine State of Denver, Florida. Brian Dubar, welcome back.
Yeah, Denver, I don't know. Actually, it's pretty beautiful in Denver, but no, it's...
It was an old school reference, dipshit.
Oh, shit, okay.
Remember? Where are you living at? Where'd you move from? Denver. Ha, the Sunshine State. Oh, Denver, gorgeous. When Luke Wilson's hammered at the wedding.
I totally forgot.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but no, it's beautiful here, though. It really is the literal Sunshine State, so can't complain. It's warm.
Yeah, very nice. So anyway, the NFL offseason will start there because it's actually starting to heat up. Some hot stove action starting to go on.
Oh, yeah. Contracts are big right now, too.
Well, we'll get there. Real quick, I just want your thoughts on Shady getting a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs.
Oh.
LeSean McCoy.
No, I know that. I hear your door knock. No, I'm very happy, even though he didn't play much. No, good for him. And honestly, Andy Reid, that was the big one there. I was really happy for Andy. And I know that being an Eagles fan, I can't say enough about the guy. He did a lot for our he did a lot for our organization. And LeSean McCoy was an amazing running back in Philadelphia, so I'm happy for him, too.
And he didn't even have to suit up. All right, Wes, what's up? Welcome.
Thank you.
I forgot to on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know, but that they lifted him as a healthy scratch on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, oof, poor Shady. But hey, he got a ring, so it doesn't matter. Eat that, Chip Kelly.
Yeah. Stupid Eagles.
We'll get to the stupid Eagles in a second. I want to start with the new proposed playoff format because that was sort of the biggest story of the week because the CBA is coming up for renewal.
Yeah.
And they want to get that shit done as quickly as possible because in 2021, all the TV rights are up. And CBS is threatening not to do football anymore. So that's a pretty big deal.
That's genius.
Look, they've got Picard and they've got all the CBS All Access shit coming on. And then their parent company is trying to start their own streaming service, so they don't have time for football.
Yeah, let's move away from the moneymaker and...
Well. Viacom owns a lot of shit, so I'm like, I guess I see where they're coming from, but yeah, you don't want to lose football.
No.
Even if it's the AFC package.
Exactly.
But anyway, we'll get to that. So anyway, the proposed playoff format, we'll have a 17th game, boo. But
one less preseason game.
Don't have any, they have two preseason games, a home and an away, and then fuck off. Like,
well, that's you got three, so realistically that fourth one was for the... You know, fifth and sixth string guys, so.
I don't care. Like, just keep it at 16 games. 17 just sounds excessive unless you're going to throw in an extra bye. But anyway, new playoff format. The top...
You can always throw in an extra bye.
Yeah, right. The top seeds in each conference will get the bye, then two will play seven, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think if they did the playoff format last year.
The Rams and Steelers would have made it.
Yeah, and. Rams would have played...
Green Bay.
There you go.
We would have won that game. Green Bay was not good.
Yeah.
Like, my God, were they frauds.
POSs.
Which makes it all the funnier that Seattle lost to them, but that's beside the point. And then what? Baltimore would have played... Ooh, Baltimore-Pittsburgh would have been kind of fun.
Yeah?
That would have been kind of fun. They probably wouldn't have choked in round one.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot they choked in the second round.
Yeah, Titans with comeback player of the year Ryan Tannehill. Anyway,
garbage.
What do you think, Brian? Would you like the new format, or are you like me and like it's fine the way it is?
like the extra week. I don't like. I would keep the playoff format the same though. I don't really care for one seed on. I don't know. I like the way that they have the playoff set.
Me too.
The way it is. But I'm down for them to have an extra game because then it makes it more. I know it's only one game, but mm-hmm. because there's not that many games in an NFL season, it'll give you it gives teams another little oomph to like, okay, hey, no, actually we could go and try to win the division.
But it kind of fucks up the math though, because it's like, okay, you play your division twice, you play one whole conference, and then you play the your corresponding schedule with the other one. So like you'd have a second place schedule. I like that. So who gets that 17th game?
I mean,
that's my question.
You're putting way too much thought into this.
Well, you should. I was saying, somebody should.
Yeah.
The other
Hey, I would have liked this a couple of years ago when Jerry said that. Oh, if we had 17 games, we would have made the playoffs.
And they're like, "All right, well,
here you go. Here you go, Jerry.
Make a wish in one hand and shit in the other, and see what fills up first."
Yeah.
But the other part of the proposal was they're going to lower the amount of fines for on-field shit, and then also not penalize you for weed anymore. So yay, Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon's back, baby.
Yeah, and Martavius Bryant.
Oh yeah.
But I did.
Oh, and you forgot the.
Who else weeded out?
Randy Gregory.
Oh yeah, was it just weed though?
I don't know.
Well, Greg Robinson would still be kind of screwed because. The 157 pounds of weed is pretty bad.
Semantics. Who cares if you got caught trying to cross the border with it?
Yeah, it's not a great look.
He needed the money.
Anyway, they're trying to resolve this as quickly as possible, so not only can they actually start making roster moves, which we've seen teams do already, but they have the TV rights coming, so they don't want to strike. Speaking of roster moves, the Chicago Bears today cut Tyler Gabriel and Prince Amukamara.
Yeah.
I'm surprised on Tyler Gabriel because that was like a huge deal when they signed him. And then Amukamara, I'm not surprised because he's made of glass.
Yeah, ever since the Giants, he hasn't.
Just never. He had a couple good Chicago. He had a good stretch, but it just seemed like long term, it's not who I want to give him money to.
Yeah.
What say you?
I was just saying, I'm surprised with the Gabriel one. That's really the only one.
Right? I mean, it's not his fault that, he didn't put up the Atlanta numbers. That's Mitch's fault.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, scheming and head coach, I think there's some...
I just think Mitch is bad. That's my point.
What, Mitch? Oh, yeah.
Trubisky. Which, because I honestly think that they're going to be one of those teams that makes a run at, like, Teddy Bridgewater or Cam or whomever else, because there's...
Now's the time to do it, because...
He's in his they picked up his fifth-year option, and then after that, they can just tell him to pound sand or be a backup. They don't have to extend him.
I mean, they were kind of almost like a facade that year where they were really good, and their defense was obviously amazing with Matt.
It was a classic crappy schedule mixed with a really good defense.
I don't think they're going to be... making a push for the playoffs.
2006 Bears.
That's different. No, Rex is better than that, and their offense wasn't terrible. It's more of like what the Niners did this year. They had a third place schedule and then rode it.
True.
Well, no, the Niners are a bad example, but we've seen it where it's like that first Matt Ryan year where they're 4-12 and they got a last place schedule and rode it to like 11-5 and made the playoffs. One of those teams.
I'll go with the 2006 Bears because Rex Grossman wasn't that good.
That's mean. But Cedric Benson didn't suck yet. And Thomas Jones is a beast. And Musa Muhammad wasn't a bad receiver. Like, they weren't. Rex is better than Mitch was.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's the formula they wrote. And then they thought, okay, the good times are going to keep on rolling, but Mitch never got better. Anyway, your Eagles have some moves. Alshon Jeffery's demanding a trade.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who wouldn't want out of there?
What?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
I said, who wouldn't want out of the Eagles organization?
Alshon just got caught with his... He got caught. I mean, he obviously had an issue in the locker room, and everybody kind of knew it was him, but just never said it. And look what happens. He gets hurt, he's out for the season, and then he's got literally guys that are on the practice squad, you know, winning game, winning touchdowns. I mean, you know, and he cost us a playoff game, so.
Good.
Did he, though?
The interception went right through his hands. When it was the Saints?
Oh, that one. I was going to say, he didn't cost him the Seahawks game. That was just...
He wasn't even playing.
Well, that's my point.
Neither was Wentz.
And somehow, though... Wait, who started that? Who was their backup?
McCown.
That's right. He was playing on, like, one leg.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. His one and only playoff game.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It is one and only, like, starting playoff game.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, he's an emotional dude. He was crying after that one, too.
I would be, too. He was playing on a torn calf, God damn it.
Oh, that's... Yeah, well, yeah, but...
Yeah, no kidding.
He wasn't crying because of the injury. I honestly don't even think he realized he was that injured.
I think he'd kind of know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
At a certain point, you have to suspect something. let's see. What other? There were some other cuts being made or announced. Shit. Hold on. The tackle for the Cardinals made re-signed already.
Yeah.
That was the first big move.
Should talk about Darius Slay.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Darius Slay. The Lions are going to move him to somebody. Apparently, the Eagles are the top team he'd go to. The Rams are somehow in the mix for that. I don't know how the hell that's possible, but Sherman. No, is it just Sherman?
No, I know. Sherman's another cornerback.
Yes, I'm aware.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Apparently the Rams are in the mix with Darius Slay. I would love to see the voodoo on that one, but sure.
Hey, Les Dean's got his magic.
I mean, I've heard some fun ones. They're like, give him like Havenstein and Tyler Higbee for Darius Slay. I'm like, okay. They keep threatening out Brandon Cooks. They did the math on that one. They wouldn't save shit, so there's no point. There's really no point in trading him.
Yeah.
Because they'd be on the hook for 17 mil or something like that if they traded him now. And then it's like 21.2 if they traded him like after March 20th. So that's not happening because they'd only save like a mil.
Yeah.
So they'll just keep him and, you know, let that number go down a little bit.
And hope he pans out.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of girly trade talk. Because he wasn't on the season tickets.
Oh, really?
No, it's like the ad for the tickets at SoFi. There was Goff, Donald, and Ramsey, but there was no Gurley. I'm like, uh-oh.
Interesting.
I know, yeah.
And Gurley, like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, yeah, and Stephon Diggs deleted all his Viking stuff from his from all his social.
He's not petty.
Well, it's not so much petty, although he is.
He's extremely petty, but yeah.
Yeah. That tantrum,
I want out of here.
Well, that tantrum he threw during the playoff game was incredible.
Yep.
Remember that?
He's drama queen.
I know, but like everyone's like, oh, well, but I guess the Patriots are going to trade for him. I don't know what they have to trade, really. I mean, their pick kind of sucks because it's...
I don't even talk about the Patriots.
Well, I have to, because Thomas Brady actually might be going to Vegas.
Well, that and the rumor that I heard to keep Tom Brady in New England is that they're going to try for Amari.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do they have the space for that? Well, yeah, but, like, Tom wants to get paid, too. Like, if it's like $30 million a year, which is what he wants, they're not going to do it.
Well, yeah, but if they sit there and be like, here, fine, we'll pay you the 30, or we'll keep you here because he wants, you know,
yeah,
he wants offensive weapons.
But at the same time...
Like, here, we'll actually open up the checkbook, and here, we'll sign Amari. And...
But he's not... Brady's tired of taking pay cuts.
Well, yeah.
He's done it his entire career.
Yeah. The fact that he got a 6-time Super Bowl winning quarterback and MVP... Playing for, what, 17, 18 mil?
Yeah. Which, that's...
Just crazy.
Well, but he never needed the money because his wife makes more than he does.
Well, yeah. But still, you're looking at, you know, some of these other quarterbacks like Goff and Wentz and...
Soon to be Dak.
Garoppolo.
With Garoppolo, though, his deal's all front-loaded, so...
Well, okay, but... Making...
Like, it's not so bad.
Making the huge bucks like that a year.
And then Mahomes, whatever the hell he's ended up making.
Yeah.
Not that it isn't deserved, obviously.
What? I mean, he's only 24 and he's won MVP and Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl, so.
That's right.
You know.
That is exactly right.
I'm going to laugh when Mahomes, like, by some miracle, I'm seeing if, like, this off season for some reason, if they just sign Mahomes to, like, his, like, $40 million. And then Dak is still on sign with the Cowboys, because then that'll be like.
Look, don't put that.
Don't you put that evil on me?
Well, I was gonna say, don't pretend like that can't happen, because I can totally see it happening.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm saying that could definitely happen, and then the Cowboys are gonna be even more fucked.
So, well, they're already gonna lose Byron Jones, possibly to the Eagles. I forgot about that one.
Ugh. Yeah, Byron. He's demanding. He's basically saying I'm not taking any pay cuts.
Well, nor should he.
I think he said he's going to ask for like $15-16 million a year.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, not that he's not worth it, but Dallas can't do that.
No. So I mean, we have 80 plus mil in cap space.
Yeah, you do, but it's all kind of spoken for.
I know, but and we have, I think, 25 unrestricted free agents that we got to sign. Yeah, if we want to try and re-sign.
That's right. So you got then you still got Amari and Dak.
Yep.
So, you know, Byron Jones is. We always knew he was going to be the fall guy.
Yeah.
Once they didn't re-sign him, like that's probably the one, and they kind of need him.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does your secondary look like without him?
We got Xavier Woods and Chidobe Awuzie as the only two starters.
Not great.
Because our strong safety Jeff Heath is also.
Oh yeah,
is available.
Oh my God,
or unrestricted free agent.
Oof. Okay.
And he played last year on two torn shoulders.
Yeah, that's not great. So, that's really not great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's definitely come into his own, gotten better over the years. Like when he first started playing, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? This guy sucks. And then now it's like, all right, he's not bad.
I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't, you know, it's not. I wouldn't feel great about it.
Oh, well, I don't feel great about it at all. The only thing that's getting me through tonight is I'm not an Eagles fan.
Oh.
And I'm only talking this much smack because you're here, Brian. Hey, love you too, baby.
You guys could trade for... Wait, do you think the Eagles could trade for Diggs? I forgot to ask you about that.
I don't think they're going to, just because I think they'll wait until... I think they're going to see what's going to happen with the draft. I know they're going to get somebody for wide receiver.
Well, I mean, if Diggs is, like, seriously going to leave, I don't know, I'd kind of, like, you know, get on that, because they're not going to be the only one trying to trade for him.
Well, yeah, but if you're sitting there, like, this is a very, like, heavy wide receiver draft class.
True.
But so do you sit there and trade the draft capital for Diggs, or do you wait for him to get cut?
I don't know. They can't cut him.
Oh, they can't?
No, because remember, he signed his extension 2 years ago.
That's right.
So they're not going to, and they're already, like... Kind of, they're already
penny pinching.
Yep, because they still got one more year of Kirk Cousins plus all the defensive guys they paid last year and Thielen.
Yeah,
so they're not, and you know they have Dalvin Cook to start thinking about too.
Yep.
So they can't really afford any dead money. They're kind of in the same spot the Rams are in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you sit there and I don't know.
Depends on what it would take.
Yeah,
that's true. What you're, because there's going to be a dead cap hit anyway for them. But it's like, what are we getting back?
Well, yeah. If anything, the Vikings can sign Antonio Brown.
They're not going to do that, especially after that workout video.
Oh, that was
Jesus
so great.
Christ. That's rough.
Yeah, that was a great video.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for him, but Jesus, why would you post that?
Because he's an idiot.
I guess so. I'm trying to think. Yeah, like I said, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is obviously going to be the hot commodity. And no one knows where he's going because there's a lot of quarterbacks available and not a lot of teams that need one or going to sign one.
You never know. Like, you could always sit there and sign a veteran to push, like Chicago's going to do with Trubisky. Or, let's see, you got Carolina. Tampa. I'm trying to think about some of the other teams that could use a quarterback, or shoot, even the Raiders could use one. Well, if they don't get
Derek Carr is going to be gone one way or the other.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they said they're listening.
Oh,
it's Patriots don't have a quarterback option.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Forgot about them. Forgot about the Patriots.
Well, yeah,
if they don't re-sign Brady.
They could probably trade a third for Derek Carr, and no one would care, because his dead cap hits, like, nothing, which is why they can move on from him.
Yeah.
Because they've already paid him, like, pretty much all the money on his extension, so.
It's true.
So, like, that would be, that actually be kind of fun, Derek Carr in the New England as a stopholder. I wouldn't be worried about them, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's true. Well, shit. Sure. No, because you can never doubt New England.
Speak into the microphone, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, cool. Wait till okay, you're back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Speak up. I said Derek Carr to the Patriots.
Oh, no, I was only saying, yeah, well, I don't that the Patriots will use a quarterback. Derek Carr, I don't know, man. I don't know. He probably fit better than maybe, like, Teddy Bridgewater or something like that, and that's kind of a system.
I think that, I mean, I would hate it if that happened, but I think the Pats should probably try to get Bridgewater, because they really wanted to draft Lamar Jackson. They just didn't, they didn't pull the trigger. They were chicken. They wanted, they wanted Sony instead. Oops.
Yeah, they should have gone with Xbox.
Ha ha ha.
I'll be here all week, guys.
Jesus Christ.
I've been killing all these dad jokes recently.
Jesus Christ, that joke qualifies for Medicare.
Hey, at least it qualifies for something.
All right. Anyway, I don't know where Jameis is going to go. That'll be fun, because I don't know who's going to pay him a lot of money.
XFL.
Too late. Their season's already started. Although the LA Wildcats could use him.
Yeah.
I've heard they suck. I don't know. You can read about the LA Wildcats on LAFENetwork.com. Great website.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
I missed the intro, so I gotta exactly. Do it now.
That's my point.
Did you see the Matt McGloin, like, just interview
No.
Matt McGloin?
I remember McGloin.
New York. It's hilarious.
Sure.
Oh, God, it was so funny. Just, he was so Those sideline, like, just interviews, like, right after a play or after a drive, it's awesome.
I think we're missing the biggest free agent that's going to be on the market.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, non-quarterback-wise.
Who?
Dez Bryant.
I knew you were going to say that. Because who is he working out with?
Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes today.
That's so weird. Well,
he did go to Texas Tech.
Did he? No, Dez Bryant went to Oklahoma State.
No, Mahomes.
I know. Well, Mahomes went to Texas Tech. Dez Bryant went to Oklahoma State.
I know, but Dez is practicing at a facility next to the Star in Frisco. And Mahomes is Mahomes. We need drum set so I can do my jokes.
No.
But Mahomes is in Texas, and
okay.
He's throwing passes to
Dez
today.
Okay. I mean, I don't think he's going to be their Sammy Watkins replacement, because he's going to be available. He's going to be a cap casualty.
Well, Sammy did come out and say that he'd take a pay cut to stay.
He'll fucking have to, because, you know, people forget, like, you know, it sucks. I mean, for the Rams people, it sucks that Watkins got a ring. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they let him go. But at the same time, it's like, no one's paying him long-term money, because, you know, he's not reliable. I feel bad, but, you know, that's why I was happy when they traded Cooks for Cooks in the first place, although I didn't see the Cooks thing
misfiring like that.
No. Although I will say, I went back, I was doing a piece on Goff, and I looked at the Super Bowl numbers, like, holy shit, Brandon Cooks had 108 yards in that game, in that Super Bowl. He would have been MVP if they won.
You think so?
I do. If he catches that touchdown and then they win by, like, 3 or something, he would have been MVP.
Maybe.
Because I think Goff had a pick in that game, so that probably turns him out. And there wasn't, like, one defensive player that was, like, overwhelmingly good. Yeah. So it probably would have been Cooks.
There you go.
But that didn't happen, so...
Yeah.
You know, if ifs and buts, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any other NFL news that I'm missing? I feel like there is.
Talk about how Emmett... said Dak.
I want to talk to you about this.
Should take a hometown discount.
Yeah, and then
for his contract.
And then Dez Bryant, Dak Prescott sent him a black kettle.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm sure Emmett would never ever hold out for more money ever.
No, he would never do that.
Except for that time he did.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking rich, buddy.
I know, like
I know it's Emmitt Smith, and, you know, in Dallas he still walks in water, but, like, let's not forget.
Yeah, that, what was it, 93?
Yeah.
93 season.
I mean, they won the Super Bowl, so all is good, but I'm pretty sure that...
And he became Super Bowl MVP.
Right, but I'm pretty sure when he was holding out, fans weren't exactly thrilled.
Yeah. And, I don't know, like, I think I saw the number right now where... It's not like Dak is hurting. Obviously, he's an NFL player. He's not hurting on money.
That's not the point, though.
But I know. But my understanding is that, like, based on his rookie contract, he obviously made more in endorsements.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he had to because he's a 4th-round pick.
Well, yeah, I think the number I saw was that he made like $50 million in endorsement deals. So
really,
far.
With who?
The yogurt.
Oh
Pepsi.
Yeah. Wait, when did he have a Pepsi ad? What?
Oh, yeah, Campbell's Soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that, Wes?
I know. I look out for my own.
But still, that's sort of beside the point, because it's like, I want to make sure I'm paid, because I am your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And, like, I know he wants the $40 million, and I'm sure he'll get... I'm sure it'll be, like, 38.5.
Well, here's the thing. But, like, you know, I've been talking with a lot of people at work about this, and customers. It's like, look, you have... Rodgers and Wilson atop the quarterback market right now at 37, 36 mil a year, respectively.
And as of next year, Goff will be up there with his 36.
I know. But again, like, all those quarterbacks minus Goff have been in the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl.
So, careful, Goff went to one.
That's what I said. Went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, you said besides Goff. I'm like, what?
I said went to a Super Bowl and besides Goff, not won a Super Bowl.
True.
So, do I think he deserves, like, $37-38 million? No. Like,
wow.
I would be, and...
Wow, I didn't realize Mondo was co-hosting with me this week.
Okay. But I'm speaking based on numbers on where the quarterback market's trending.
Okay.
So, like, obviously he's going to have to, like, Mahomes is going to reset the market.
Yeah, you will.
Like,
yeah, he will.
And last year he turned down $33 million a year. I think the only thing that's holding up the contract is the guaranteed money,
which is important.
Yeah, and like, if I'm Dax Camp, like, I'd be okay with 35. Like, if he signed a deal today, where whatever the like hundred plus million in guarantees and $35 million a year. I would sign that deal.
Okay.
Well, I would not be upset with that.
What would
deal.
The guaranteed beat look like then? Because I know Goff's is like guaranteed.
It's like 120, right?
No, the deal is 120, I think. Fuck, I forgot what the guaranteed is.
10, it's just over 100, I think.
Okay, yeah. So let's just figure like 110, 112 mil guaranteed.
Yeah, 110 guaranteed for Goff. Okay.
Okay, so let's do one. Yeah, I'll stick with my number, 112 guaranteed.
Yeah, I think Dak will demand
like,
more.
Based out of the three quarterbacks, Dak, Prescott, Dak, Wentz, and Goff. Statistically, Dak has been better than both Goff and Wentz, including playoffs.
Sure. I mean...
Obviously, Goff has had the more colorful...
Goff had wins in the playoffs.
Huh?
Goff had more wins in the playoffs. So
he did.
That wouldn't have worked.
Well, I'm talking like passing yards and TD interception and
QBR. Only been, but Dax, the QBR thing's kind of bullshit because it's not weighted the same because... Wentz has technically zero playoff games to his name or half a playoff game and then Dax only been in two. No, excuse me, three.
Yeah, three.
Whereas Goff has been in one, two, four, five now? Or no, four, because they had the bye.
He's only been to the playoffs once, right?
They had the first...
Oh,
the
that's
first
right,
year,
the
first McVay year, they lost to Atlanta. Then they won two games to get to the Super Bowl, and they had the Super Bowl. So, yeah, he's been
three.
But three games that year, and then the Falcons year. So he's been in four playoff games.
Yeah.
Dak's been in three.
Yeah. But based on overall quarterback numbers that they get graded on, Dak has had the better career thus far between the other two.
And Wentz legally has a ring.
Yeah. And he's got 3 passing yards in his playoff career.
Was it only 3 yards?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You got knocked out way early, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and it's kind of
weird. Don't you roll those eyes at me, Dubar?
Well, because the other thing with Dak is...
Let me bring up a point here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, and I know this has been said, you know, probably 100 times or more, but the interesting thing with... I'm not even going to pretend to try to figure out exactly... I don't know why that... Because Dallas is sending... Like, the ownership is just... They're sending mixed messages to Dak because they're like, oh... Dak's our guy. Well, you pay your franchise quarterback. If he's your guy, you pay him. You don't hesitate, especially to this point. But another thing with the Rams, they're probably regretting giving Goff that deal because on top of having the Gurley one that they did, because they have no really – they're stuck with that now.
However,
with all that.
Technically they are. Hold on. That's not entirely true.
Okay. Well, okay. Would you say that ownership may regret signing Goff that deal or no?
I think it'd take a couple of drinks for them to admit that it was probably not a good idea. But they can also restructure him to so they can save some money this year. So it's not bad. And honestly, I don't know. Like I wrote in my thing, not to plug it again. But it's honestly hard to evaluate Goff because their line was really shitty last year and they couldn't run. So that offense is totally out of whack. He wasn't good. I'm just saying, like, the stats actually were pretty similar to the Super Bowl year. However, he looked worse because the rest of the offense was worse. So yeah. It's not the worst thing. I don't know. It's not like if it was like Mitch Trubisky, I'd be like, fuck, that's bad. But, like, at least... Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Okay, so
it's the other deals on top of it that make it look worse.
All right, so he's in a weird situation. So either you're on the Goff wagon or you're not, probably as a fan. But I know, I mean, I'll tell you, like, I don't think the Eagles organization regrets for 1 minute signing Wentz to that deal.
I think they do. I think so. Again, if you gave them a couple drinks, I'm sure they're like... But then again, they won a Super Bowl, and it doesn't matter. Like, they're sort of playing with house money.
And the way that they structure the deal, because it doesn't kick in for another year, because they signed him early, that market... So that number, even honestly Goff's number, those numbers are going to look like child's play.
Bingo. Because then you got Mahomes and Watson's coming up, too.
Yep.
And
so it's not even going to matter. It's almost going to be like a drop in the bucket. So the fact that they got signed
and the cap goes up,
and it didn't even kick in for a certain period of time.
The Gurley one's bad.
Gurley was bad.
That's bad, and the Cooks one is bad. The other ones are like varying degrees of bad, but like Goff just looks worse because it looks bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe just looks bad right now. You never know.
Right. That's sort of where I'm at. And. Kind of last football thing before I move on to the other shit. Washington released Paul Richardson. That was a bad deal. Speaking of bad deals, remember they paid him $40 million?
Yep. Classic Washington.
I know. I so can't wait to see who they piss money away on this year.
I know. It's going to be great. Poor Riverboat Ron.
No, Riverboat Ron's getting paid.
I know.
Riverboat Ron knows what he signed up for.
I hope so.
And they're still paying Alex Smith a shitload of money.
Yep.
Fun fact, they're paying him a shitload of money still.
Well, they got him. Case Keenum.
Oh, yeah. Well, but he doesn't cost anything, does he?
I don't know.
I don't think they paid anything for him. No, they cut Colt.
Oh, they cut him?
I think so. I don't think Colt's there anymore. Uh-huh. Because that's what they have. What was the rookie's name?
Dwayne Haskins.
There we go. He ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
They honestly feel... I would love it if they signed Cam.
That would be great.
Because they have money now. Because they cut Richardson, they cut someone else. Oh, they cut Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
Well, poor Jordan Reed.
Another guy that needs to retire.
Yeah, that's going to be a really sad HBO documentary in a couple years.
Shit. Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah, I don't really even remember. So maybe him.
I played football?
It's going to be him and Wes Welker going, yeah, I don't really remember the playoff games.
Well, shoot, Welker did all right. He coached in the 49ers receivers.
I know, and he still can get really hammered at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
God, I love that video. Motherfucker was drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trying to think, any other last football things before we move on?
Did you talk about if this new CBA goes into effect, you can only use one tag?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, they're going to keep the tags?
Well, they're going to keep, I think, the franchise tag, but they're getting rid of the transition tag and all that.
I heard a rumor that Cowboys might tag Dak, and I almost fell out of my chair.
Yep, I heard that too.
Oh, shit. That's bad. If they do that, Dak should leave the second he can. That's not cool.
No, it's not.
Because like you saw with Cousins, the tag is stupid.
You know what's going to happen is that it's going to come down to the wire again, like a day before.
Oh, wait, did they tag Amari? Oh.
That's the thing. Like, if it's going to come down to, like, the day before, they're going to work out the deal for Dak and then use, like, the tag on either Amari or Byron Jones.
Oh, wow. It's not going to be Byron Jones. They're going to let him go.
I know. It sucks because, like, again, like, all the Cowboy fans right now are, like, up in arms about Dak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're up in arms about, we don't need Byron Jones. He hasn't generated interceptions. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, anytime he covers someone,
it's not about,
like,
picks. It's about, like, what you take away, and then your other corner, your other DBs can be better.
Exactly.
Like, that's the Ramsey effect.
And that's what Byron Jones did. Like, yeah. He didn't generate interceptions, but he has a shit ton of pass breakups, and he was always on the number one receiving threat. Like, when he played against the Patriots, he would cover Gronkowski, for Christ's sake.
Such good luck with that.
Yeah, and he would cover him.
Right. Yeah, like, that's...
Like, the guy's just an athletic freak.
We don't evaluate corners the right way. Like, you think it's all about picks, and it's like, actually, no, if it's like Jalen Ramsey, like... When they showed the stats with him on the field, like, he shut down like the other they
yeah, he shut down that side receiver.
So now like Troy Hill can be good, or you know, whomever else.
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, with the Rams, I forgot to mention this. I've been hearing a lot of like, well, they're trying to trade Coop. They're trying to make a trade for Cooper Kupp, like the Pats.
Oh, really?
Well, they've been floating. Yeah, the Rams should trade Cooper Kupp for a first round pick. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah,
like. If they can trade Cooks, that's what I meant to say. That money, like they'd eat the $17 million and then use that next year to sign Cooper because he's up for his extension next year. Like, him and Josh Johnson are my two big priorities for next season. And if they can trade like Higbee or something, which I don't know if they do, but they could.
Yeah,
because I've heard of fun ones. I was like, oh yeah, Cooks and Gurley to Miami for like Miami's not doing that, are they? I mean, I know they have all them picks, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
Or, like, something to where they get rid of Cooks, they use the money to re-sign Kupp, and then keep John Johnson and then Gerald Everett. I don't know. But there's going to be a lot of decisions to be made. And the CBA they just announced is being sent to the Players Union for a vote.
Yep. And here's the thing, too, with going back to Byron Jones, he's the Cowboys rep for CBA.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he's going to have a first-hand look at all that and see how it goes.
They should abolish the tags in general.
Yeah.
They really should. They serve no purpose. They just make both parties mad.
Exactly.
Because you can't trade for you can't trade for a tagged player, really.
No, unless you want to give up two first rounds.
Yeah, no one's going to want to do that. Because it's like, and if we suck and they leave, like, we're screwed.
Exactly.
Like, that's why no one wanted to trade for Le'Veon Bell or Kirk Cousins. They're like, well, we'll just wait till both parties, you know, the other party gets exhausted, like, with Cousins, and just say, well, we'll leave for nothing. Well, not nothing, because you get that third-round comp pick, but whatever.
Exactly.
Like, congratulations, you let a franchise QB go for a third-round pick.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from football. Brian.
Yeah.
So DeMarcus Cousins got waived because the Lakers are going to be signing Markieff Morris. Because they couldn't trade for Marcus Morris because they don't have anything to trade anybody anymore.
Yep.
The Lakers are also winning against the Grizzlies, so hooray.
Yeah, suck it, Grizzlies.
Well, not yet. They can't suck it yet. The game's not over. But Anthony Davis had a nasty spill that left me and Mondo a little concerned. Oh, shit. They're up by 10 right now in the third. Ugh. Let's see. But, The All-Star... Did you see any of the All-Star game, Brian?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was awesome. That was crazy.
I'm glad they named the MVP trophy after Kobe.
Yep.
It was about time.
And he made the Hall of Fame. I thought it was a shocker, but...
Oh, yeah. They announced that right, like, well, shortly after the crash.
It was his first year of eligibility, and there's no way he doesn't make it in. But yeah, it's him, Garnett, and Duncan are the big ones that are that got in.
Yep.
Let us say, I'm surprised they didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, because I know they were trying.
What's his face got robbed from the slam dunk contest?
Aaron Gordon?
There we go.
Yeah, I think he did. I didn't see any of it, but I believe you.
Neither did I. I just saw the headline.
Jump over Taco, that guy, the one, like, he did that crazy dunk?
Yeah.
That was nuts. Yeah, he did get screwed.
No, he jumped over Burrito.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's see.
Tostada.
Have you been keeping track? Oh, actually, wait, one more Clippers thing. So, Patrick Patterson of the Clippers, like, posted something on his Instagram. Saying that, like, complaining the Lakers rescheduled that game, like, right after Kobe died. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
He's like, well, what if we don't want to play and you want to reschedule? It's like, fuck you, dude. What an asshole. Yeah. I'm just hoping the Karma Police eat the Clippers alive in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the Clippers keep doing the load management thing, and then now you've got George is hurt again.
Mm-hmm. And Morris is a ball stopper, so there's not going to be any movement on that team.
No, and there's too many people. There's too many hands in the cookie jar there.
Yep.
There's just too many, and they all are, I mean, they're all, for the most part, playmakers in their own right, but...
They're all ball stoppers.
And the thing is, Kawhi is... He's probably the best two-way player in the league. He is the best two-way player.
I know.
But... gasses out when he gets in the playoffs and he gets deep and they have multiple games, his body starts gassing.
Well, he was hurt in the finals.
Oh, like, the Raptors?
Yeah, his legs weren't right. Like, you saw him at the parade, he looked like an old man.
You could see it, but he kind of breaks down, and that's probably why he does load management, because he doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, not... He probably doesn't like... He does not like feeling not 100%. Some of the greats, you know, Kobe would play injured all the time.
Well, his trick was he never really got hurt until the Achilles.
No, he would get banged up. He could.
But I mean, like, seriously.
No, until he wrecked his Achilles, which he then still, with no Achilles...
Shot the two free throws.
And he actually walks off.
I know.
That's crazy.
He's all man.
Sad.
Now, with the Dodgers, we've seen some more fallout from the Astros shit. The MLB commissioner has decided he's just going to sweep it under the rug and just say move on. Spring training's coming up. Which made a lot of the Dodgers very angry.
I loved how all the Houston players are like, oh, well, it's no big deal. Like, they could have beaten us, even if we were cheating. Like,
I know.
And who was the... There was a soccer team that got caught cheating in...
Man City.
There we go, and they got a two-year ban. Like,
yeah, they got banned from the Champions League.
Yeah, and everyone's like, MLB, come on now.
Buffalo Wild Wings lit them up. It's like, that's how you punish cheaters. And the Astros people are like, hey. And it's like, we didn't say you.
Yeah.
We got you.
You hear what they're worried about with the pitchers, right? That are going to pitch against them?
Oh, yeah. They've already said, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do it if they better freaking...
I know.
They should just strip the title.
Or just put an asterisk. Be like, hey, yeah, they won in 2017, but let it be known that they did some shenanigans.
Or shame.
Again, they cared about not ripping the jerseys off, so...
Yeah. I mean, the buzzer and trash can thing are true. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah...
Like, I'm not saying give the title to the Dodgers, because that's not cool either. Like, that's no way to break your drought. But at the same time, put an asterisk. Just do it. Like, but, like, that's why I think all the Royd people should be let in. Just put an asterisk. And Pete Rose, too. Just put an asterisk.
Yeah.
He gambled on his own team, and also liked girls a lot younger than him. Pete, not a great guy, but he should be in, because he's the all-time leader in hits.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, that's what it should be. Treat it as a museum.
Yeah.
Trying to think. There's no USC or UCLA things for us to talk about, right?
No.
Okay, moving on. So, you caught up on The Flash, both of you?
Yes.
Nothing, no.
Oh, you, okay. Go have a hot pocket or something.
Hot pocket.
Yeah. So the Flash, what'd you think, Mirror?
It's fun. I'm glad they're trying to do something with Iris West, Allen.
Yeah, let's say Iris West, Allen. Respect the hyphen.
Yeah.
Respect the hyphen.
I'm glad they're finally trying to do something with her because it feels like.
Hey.
She's been in limbo for a couple seasons.
Well, it wasn't as bad as the early episodes where she didn't know he was the Flash. That was rough, and they weren't dating.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like her. What was it, last year? The last season or the season before where they're trying to make her like this, like, Barney badass. And
well, look, I mean, why not?
Yeah, just, I don't know. No, I think it's a fun episode, and I like where the...
Is the Mirror Girl, like, a thing, or is that just a show?
That would be my brother question.
It's a Corey question?
Yeah. He's the Flash nerd.
Okay.
I want to see where this Mirror Clone, or mm-hmm. I don't know what they call him, but... The Mirror Clone.
Yeah, guys. That's pretty cool. I like the B story with Ralph. That was cool.
Yeah.
Because that girl was mean.
I know. Poor Ralph.
I know. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's someone's got to fill the Cisco void.
Yeah.
Let's see. I haven't seen any other ones.
I watched Batwoman.
Okay, what's going on with that? I'm like down two.
The last two episodes pretty much have been post-crisis. I guess there was... God, what's the sister's name? Her real name. Not Alice.
I want to say Sarah, but I know I'm wrong.
Anyway, there's another...
Beth?
There we go, Beth. Thank you.
Pulled that one out of there.
Yeah. But there's a Beth from another Earth.
Yeah, I remember her. I saw that one. I didn't see the one after.
So, pretty much, like, this last episode, spoiler.
Like, I saw the one where she goes undercover as Alice. As Alice. But yeah. I didn't see the one after that.
Yeah, so, how that episode ended is, mm-hmm. you know, obviously they're both walking along and they both fall, like, kind of grabbing their head.
Oh.
I guess there can only be one Beth.
Oh.
In the new... Like multiverse quotation marks,
sure.
Even though there's no other worlds yet.
Uh-huh.
And so pretty much like they're killing each other, like their bodies are breaking down because only one can live.
Oh.
And so I was really disappointed how like the episode ended, but whatever. It's kind of a mix.
It's definitely a first season.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And you can jump back in, Brian. Last week, we didn't get to talk about it, I don't think. Did we? Oh, no, we did. But the camera, with Robert Pattinson's camera test, we talked about that?
Yeah.
But today, they were showing footage of them filming in Glasgow of him on the bike. I guess they're doing a lot of Batman Year Zero, because it's going to be a combination of, like, Batman Year Zero, Batman, and then they're doing Long Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is why all the villains.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm still encouraged.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my wife... made a good point about the cowl. The cowl doesn't look good.
Well, it's a context thing for me because like nothing ever looks good when you're on set. You know, like it looks like it's on a set.
Yeah,
until it's not.
I want to see a trailer with everything put together.
I think you'll get one at Comic-Con because that WB is going back this year.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
and so is Marvel actually.
Good.
Well, because they kind of have to.
I've heard a lot of cool like Marvel. Like rumors and
we'll
everything.
Get there. We're in the DC portion. We split it.
Rubble.
Where are you on Robert Pattinson?
Well, I guess only two things from looking at the. Well, actually three. The score is badass.
Michael Giacchino, baby.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm surprised that the suit. You know, looking at the chest piece, it looks very similar to what they already kind of did with the Dark Knight, except for there's like the. Like a little hardware and like the
it's supposed to be made out of the gun that killed his parents allegedly.
I guess, well, yeah, but it looks very similar to kind of like the Dark Knight kind of suit. You know?
Well, they're doing Year Zero, that's why.
Oh, and then yeah, the mask
or Zero Year?
Huh?
Is it Zero Year? I know there's Batman Year One. I have that book, but I know it's Zero. It's like Zero Year or something like that. It's like that's why he's young.
Yeah,
ish.
Yeah, I don't know. his mask, though, it doesn't, I don't know what it is, but, like, and it's, I mean, something against them, and, you know, but it, for me, it's always, like, Pattinson's always had kind of, like, a flat face.
So, the jawline doesn't look bad, though.
I don't think the mask looks that great.
I just, mean the jawline, though.
The jawline CGI.
Shut up.
No, they show you all the way up until before you see the, you don't see the ears, like the, or the, what do you call it, like the, mm-hmm. the ear portion of the mask. But you see
the bat ears.
Kind of up to where his eyes are and everything like that. It just looks kind of off.
Okay.
But, again, they could, you know, in a, like Wes, I think, said, seeing a full trailer and having, you know, everything, like, buttoned up, it might, you know, present itself better. You know?
What I want more.
We're seeing the same thing last year about the Joker, remember? We'll have to look how that turned out.
I didn't like
it. Hot garbage.
You didn't like the Joker?
No.
I thought it was way overhyped.
Yeah. the score was good. The score did deserve to win. And I also liked the lady that made it. She was good. But yeah, good Phoenix performance. But
Oscars. I thought it was. Very cool way to kind of do an origin story.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not an origin story.
Kind of.
No, he's not really, because he's not really going to ever become like the Joker.
Okay, well, anyway.
They said that.
But they make it more real, and they make it, you know,
it
like
was,
how, like, it had mental health issues. I like their twist on it.
It was really nice Scorsese cosplay, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
But
I like the Joker,
so. Did you see Birds of Prey?
No. I know, unless I rip it.
It's pretty awesome. I was a fan.
I haven't seen that yet. I heard from a review that it's very much just Harley Quinn again, and they don't really show a lot of the.
No, that's like, the pacing's kind of a problem, but Ewan McGregor's fun. I loved Ewan McGregor in it.
I forgot he's Black Mask. That's right.
Yeah, he is. Last DC thing I want to hit before we move on to Marvel, because they got some stuff going down.
Hell yeah, they do.
Actually, two things. One, I think you're going to be getting a Suicide Squad something or other soon. It was James Gunn said stuff's coming.
Okay.
But that's not till that comes out next year as well. So whatever. And then Ben Affleck had his a New York Times profile this week. I don't know if you saw. Because he's promoting his movie The Way Back.
Which yeah, we'll talk I, about. I didn't read it, but I saw the headline.
Yeah, where he talks about like how he turned in his script for The Batman, which eventually went to Matt Reeves to do. And they're like, yeah, man. And he was like drinking a lot during it. And he's like, yeah, man, if you keep doing this, you're going to die. Like, this Batman project will kill you.
Yeah.
So that's why he's off of it. And he said he doesn't regret it, but kind of feel bad. Like, people were really harsh when he was Batman. I was not.
No, I thought he was a good Batman.
I thought he was a Batman.
Dude, this suit, dude, that Batman suit is actually one of my favorite suits.
Yeah, I just wish they gave him better material. I really enjoyed his Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, great Bruce Wayne.
Oh, absolutely. It just sucks that they paired him with Justice League and...
Yeah, I know, that was a mess.
Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, it was nice that he's... like, it was kind of fun in Suicide Squad. He was one of the only parts I liked. When he's in the very beginning.
The what minute he was in there?
No, a good 5 minutes, because he drives the Batmobile, he stops Will Smith.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Is it him that stops Will Smith, or is it the Flash? No, the Flash stops Jai Courtney.
No, the
Boomerang guy.
Yeah, Captain Boomerang.
There we go.
Yeah, and then Batman stops Harley Quinn and Deadshot.
Yeah, okay. Like, that was kind of fun, and seeing him talking to, Amanda Waller was cool, but, like, they didn't really get to do much with them because that part of that, you know, was before DC got their shit together.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Marvel. What you been hearing?
Ooh, I've been hearing a lot of good stuff.
Go.
Let's see. Do we want? I'm going to start off with the villains portion.
Okay.
That they're going to bring Kingpin into the MCU.
Like D'Onofrio's Kingpin.
Farva. Or not Farva.
It's not Farva. It's D'Onofrio.
Pyle.
Yes, Private Pyle.
I don't know about that. I want. Obviously, they chose
still
his still
canon.
I know they showed his still, mm-hmm. but they're saying that they might the villain for Spider-Man 3 might be Kingpin.
I still want it to be Kraven.
Well,
it should be Kraven because he's on the run.
Yeah,
but
I read a story today that they might bring William Dafoe back as a villain.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, they're eyeing him for a future...
I love Willem Dafoe, but like...
Well, they're eyeing him for a future role.
For what?
Rumor has it might be the villain that they introduce in Loki. Conan the Conqueror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Willem Dafoe, quietly in a lot of comic book movies.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is that now that if... Did they confirm that Sam Raimi?
They haven't signed Raimi yet. They haven't gotten Raimi yet for Doctor Strange 2, but it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying, is that since Sam Raimi's coming back into the MCU, mm-hmm. allegedly,
mm-hmm.
That he might try and pitch Dafoe for, like, a future...
That's, like, so down the road. Like, I wouldn't take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Go on. What else you got?
Let's see. That they want to bring Punisher and Daredevil into the MCU. And with their Netflix, like, John...
Bernthal
and Charlie Cox.
Okay.
Their characters into the MCU.
Huh. Can they, though? Does Netflix... Or they don't, do they?
I think their deals are coming up.
Okay. Because I'm not sure how that works, because, like, I know Marvel TV technically owns it, but I don't know how much Netflix has in terms of, like, that look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Another story I read is that they're trying to, obviously, bring the X-Men into the MCU.
That's not going to be for a while.
Well, they're saying that they might try and bring Rogue in first.
I don't see. I see them, like, punting that for, like, the back half of the decade.
Yeah.
They're looking to do a Mysterio. They want to do a Mysterio movie.
Yeah,
a
solo Mysterio movie.
With Gyllenhaal.
Which Gyllenhaal's enough actor, he can carry that.
Well, look, if Jared Leto can carry a Morbius movie, I think anything's possible. Although we don't know if that's true yet.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I saw.
What?
Nova's supposed to be incorporated.
Oh, yeah, Nova might be coming.
Oh.
For the She-Hulk
yes.
TV series, they're going to introduce Red Hulk.
There we go. Yeah, that's right, you told me about that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they going to have the same actor play him?
Allegedly.
The one that's...
General Ross?
William Hurt?
Yeah.
William Hurt?
Yeah.
William Hurt.
Yeah, he might as well. Yeah, I mean, they've got him on retainer because he's been in all the other subsequent stuff. Yeah. He's in Civil War, he's in Endgame.
Yeah.
So clearly they like William Hurt as General Ross.
He wasn't in Infinity War, too.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of them, actually.
I know they're going to introduce, in the Falcon Winter Soldier one, they're supposedly casting another Black Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's... Oh, well, these... I heard, like, a rumor that they might try and cast Wesley Snipes for the Blade movie. They might cast Wesley Snipes as Dracula.
Ooh. I mean, I'd kind of like it if he were Whistler. That'd be kind of cool. He's obviously not going to be Blade.
Oh, well, yeah.
My boy Mahershala is going to be.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I saw. I need to start writing these down.
There's no director for Blade yet either.
No. I don't even think they've gotten anything other than that they casted Blade's character.
Although I'm sure at Comic-Con you get a lot of Eternals, obviously, because that's the main thing they're going to show.
Oh, yeah.
But they're probably going to drop some other shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do they have in 2021?
Oh, I heard something stupid that they might try and bring Thanos back.
That's not happening.
And because obviously Thanos has ties to the Eternals. So they might try and do something like that, but
that's not
Red Skull is technically came back as a kind of an off character. They might try to do like a maybe a backstory with Thanos, but
yeah.
I could see one instance where they do it. If he has like a cameo in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would do it, because, like, that's probably where you're going to see a lot of cameos.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you'll probably see, like, a Downey, but it's, like, a different timeline and yada yada.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from superhero. Actually, wait, Brian, I haven't gotten to ask you this. Have you seen any of Watchmen?
I saw episode one.
I made Wes watch it, and he loved it, so get on that shit.
Okay. It's cool.
You have no idea.
Huh?
You have no idea.
Well, the opening was nuts. It
gets better.
Sir. Yeah. Sir.
Okay.
Well,
it's HBO, right?
Yes. So. And it might be coming back or it might not.
I'd rather it not.
I know. Unless they have a really good story, which I don't know. But anyway, moving on from superhero shit, I want to burn through this quickly so we can get to our list. So Westworld season, the other season 3 trailer. And my lord, does it look expensive. Like, I was blown away. Like, that show's always had money, but I'm like, damn. Like, wow, they really went all in on it. And it looks like it's actually going to be a coherent show for once.
I still haven't seen it, so any of them.
Neither have I.
That's okay.
My dad has
it. It's one of those I enjoy it, but at the same time, I would never recommend it to anybody. Because it just takes, it takes a while to... for you to get going, and if you figure something out pretty quickly, then, oops.
Yeah.
Okay, Stranger Things Season 4 had their first trailer, and surprise, surprise, Hopper's not dead!
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's literally what the trailer is, just Hopper.
Yeah.
To which everybody that's ever watched a TV show before is like, duh.
Well, he's only back because he's the,
Russian...
Yeah, the...
What's this?
The Russian Captain America.
You don't know for sure. I don't know if that's 100%. Like, maybe there's another American, or maybe.
It's
not dead, so everybody's like, "Oh, okay, cool."
No, he took the Russian equivalent super soldier serum, and so that's the Russian Captain America.
Yeah, right.
There is actually a Soviet Union Captain or a Captain Soviet or whatever his name. I forgot what they're called. There is one.
I know, he's going to be in the Black Widow movie.
Disney announced that Mulan will be their first PG-13 live-action remake.
Ooh.
Because I heard the battle sequences are, gnarlier than what they've done.
Good.
But
there's no Mushu, so I don't know.
I'm okay with it. If it's a straight-up, war epic, cool. That's something different.
Yeah. But we still need
Mushu.
I'm
sure you won't get a Mushu. If anything, it'll be, a statue, and they'll just, see Mushu.
Lame.
Let's see. Disney's planning on rebooting Planet of the Apes again, which makes me annoyed, because I love...
For the third time?
Fourth, man. Jesus. But she said that they're not sure it's actually going to be a reboot. It'll just continue Caesar's story, which, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that trilogy was borderline perfect, so I don't know why you needed to do it so soon.
Money.
I know, money, but I'm just, okay. You know,
Spaceballs, for more money.
Spaceballs 2, the search for more money. let's see. The Safdie brothers are coming off of Uncut Gems, and Nathan Fielder of Nathan For You are doing a TV show together for Showtime. And it's supposed to be a spooky comedy, which, sure, man.
Why not?
I don't know if you've seen Uncut Gems yet. It's a wild ride. Their first big movies on Netflix are no good time. It's the one I'm clinging to with Pattinson being good, because he's awesome in that.
Okay.
It's their style is you feel like you're having a heart attack the entire time, because it just doesn't stop moving.
Okay.
And then Nathan Fielder, I just love him. I love Nathan For You.
Okay.
He's also good in The Night Before. He's a limo driver.
Night Before, which one was that one?
Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie,
okay, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
He's a limo driver.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And finally, there wasn't anything else. It's been kind of a slow week. I forgot we talked about the Bond song last week, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. Let's just get to the list. So,
Are we skipping what's good?
Oh, yeah, what's good? I'm sorry, what's good? Brian, I'll let you start since you're, on Florida time.
Oh, that's true. I'm a little bit late.
A little bit late. It's past midnight. Your time.
Come back to me.
Okay, go ahead, Wes.
All right. I finally watched Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
It was hard to watch because I had three kids running in front of me, so I didn't pay too much attention, but...
It's okay. it's not a coherent movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's alright. I wasn't, blown away I wasn't blown away in the first one, but,
I actually kind of was. So I had no idea really what it was about when I saw it. I just, saw it.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun, I guess. Let's see what else. Been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's always great.
Yeah, I watched that one before you came here.
Yeah.
I've been loving it, yeah. Yeah. I love Vanessa Bayer as Captain Holt's partner.
I know.
I love Vanessa Bayer.
Jimmy Jab Games.
I saw that one.
That was great.
I finished that one.
Yeah.
Boyle.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I watch? I talked about Jojo Rabbit last week?
No.
Oh, I watched Jojo Rabbit.
Yay. Talk to me about it. Go ahead.
Oh, it's great. Like, Taika Waititi's imaginary Hitler was fantastic. Like, just cracked me up the entire time.
I love the kids in it were great.
Yeah. His best friend.
I love that kid.
It's not an actual uniform. It's like some paper material, but, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a soldier now. I'm 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Sam Rockwell and Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah. Their characters were great.
They were good. I really...
Especially, right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that broke... Like, that was a movie my wife and I watched, and mm-hmm. we were both like, oh.
What did Katie think?
Oh, she loved it, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You know... I think the two hardest, like, heartbreak scenes, mm-hmm. obviously, Scarlo, spoiler,
mm-hmm.
and then, you just said his name.
Sam Rockwell.
Thank you.
Love
his character.
Yeah.
But no, overall, it was a really good film, and mm-hmm. I could see why it was up for so many awards.
Well, a very polarizing movie, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Very polarizing. Yep. You either love it or you fucking hated it.
Exactly.
I know, I can't wait for a sports movie this year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the soccer movie with Fassbender.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be like November, October. It depends because it's in post right now.
Okay,
and then he's getting throwing into Thor.
Nice. Let's see.
And I forgot he's also the bad guy in that Ryan Reynolds video game movie. That Free Guy.
Oh, he's the bad guy. That's right.
And he's in Suicide Squad.
Busy man.
Well, you know, if you want one of his early movies is on Hulu, Hunt for the Wilder People. Okay. I can't recommend that movie enough. Love that movie.
I'm trying to think if there's anything... Oh, and I started Brockmire today.
Yeah! Talk to me about Brockmire.
It's like you told me the first 2 minutes with that rant is going to sell me on the show. And good God, that rant was awesome.
How far did you get?
I think the second episode. Okay, just because older boy got it. We had to go pick him up from
So you've met Charles and you've met Amanda Pete.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think where I left off.
Mm.
No, I finished the episode, but like, obviously, you know, he shows up in the second episode. Like, fine, I'll do one game and see. And
mm-hmm.
he had the three fattest guys in baseball history.
Yeah. I love the Hispanic guy that's on the team.
Yeah,
that like their friendship is pretty fun.
I feel like he's gonna be
great,
a good character.
Him and Charles are the best, though.
Which one's Charles?
The black kid.
Like, oh, the kid. Okay. Gotcha. The social media expert.
They're great together. And him and Amanda Peet are great. She's awesome in that show.
Okay.
The other seasons are also amazing.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I watched.
I have a recommendation also. Good Place, because you can watch the first 3 seasons on Netflix.
Okay. If I burn through Brockmire, then
you can't. Brockmire is an easy burn.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay,
I think that's all I got.
So for me, let's see. Since we last talked on Saturday, I watched Gross Point Blank for the first time in forever. Brian, are you listening?
Yeah.
I forgot how fun that movie was. It's so good.
I love them.
The soundtrack's awesome. Dan Aykroyd's hilarious. Have you seen it?
Yep.
Wes?
I don't think so.
John Cusack's he's an assassin, and he has to go back to his hometown for his 10-year high school reunion. And then he meets... He reconnects with the Minnie Driver who he left on prom night, like, 10 years before.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd's his, like, rival, and then Hank Azaria is one of the government guys trying to bring him down. Because, like, he's having to do his high school reunion while people are trying to kill him.
Nice.
Like, there's an awesome gunfight in, like a Quickie Mart. Jeremy Piven's one of his classmates.
Okay.
And the soundtrack's dope. Like, nice. It's a really good soundtrack.
Okay.
Dark comedy. It's on HBO.
Okay. I'll have to look it up then.
Katie would like it. Like, Cusack's great. And his sister's in it, of course, and she's like his secretary, and she's just awesome. Because the entire time, like, he's trying to shut down a shop, so she's, like, burning all the records the entire time they're talking.
Nice.
That's great. Let me think. What else? Allie and I watched A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood on Tuesday.
Ooh, how was that?
It's really good. Tom Hanks is really good as Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Like, it's not a total impression, but he like, captures, like, the goodness. Like, you feel it.
Yeah.
And they kind of do the whole movie as, like, a Mr. Rogers episode, because it's, like, not really about Mr. Rogers.
Well, yeah, it's about the friendship that him and the camera guy had, right?
The journalist.
Yeah, there you go.
He gets sent to cover him, and, like, he's going through his own crap with, like, his dad, and, like, Mr. Rogers helped him through it.
Yeah.
Like, I really like how it was done. It was a good movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I was really, really happy with it.
Yeah.
I still don't think Hank should have won, but that's, you know, whatever. He was very good in it.
Yeah.
Matthew Reese is really good, too, as a journalist, and Chris Cooper is good as his dad. His dad's a piece of shit. Well, a recovering piece of shit. Let's see. What else did I see? I rewatched Days and Confused.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that movie so much. let's see.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot a movie.
We're watching. Curb's been good. It's still good this season. Clive Owen showed up and was awesome as himself.
Nice.
And I think that's it. If I think of anything else, I'll jump in. But feel free.
So last night I watched She's Out of My League.
Oh, nice.
And haven't watched that movie in forever, and I forgot how funny that movie is.
Yeah.
It's great.
Nice.
Yeah. T.J. Miller, you got
Jay Baruchel.
Thank you. I always know him as the friend in
Knocked Up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other movie where The World Ends.
Yeah, he's Jay. He's Jay Baruchel, and this is the end.
There you go. I couldn't remember his last name. That's why I was like Jay, but whatever. But yeah, it's just a great, great movie.
Been watching a lot of 30 Rock too.
Nice,
because it's like, oh yeah, it's on Hulu. But I've been burning through some of those. That show's fun.
Oh, you know what's another fun show that my wife and I have been watching is Lego Masters.
We've been watching a lot of Lego Movie and a lot of Sing.
Yeah.
Really, Lego Masters?
Yeah.
I don't know why Will Arnett's doing that show. He doesn't need it.
No, but it's weird. He brings a fun element to it.
Sure. Well, I'm just picturing him drunk the entire time as BoJack. all right, Brian, what you got?
I watched the Eagles highlights in my jam.
Oh, no, shh. Go on.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes!
And even though it's a messed up, it's messed up, it gives you almost, like, at the end of it, like, a sense of...
What's fairy tale?
Joy. Yeah. And God bless Brad Pitt.
Dude. Okay. I bought a Rick Dalton t-shirt today.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It's at the Go Kill Ringo Said the Gringo movie poster. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good.
You need to watch that.
There's a show on Netflix called Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, which is a very strange title, but it's an anime. But it's pretty good. I got my brother into it, I think. And then, what was the other thing? I think I rewatched, I did rewatch something recently. I can't remember what it was now. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was really those two. But okay. Yeah, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is definitely worth it. So.
Have you seen Ford vs. Ferrari yet? I watched that last week.
No.
So good. It's so weird to hear Christian Bale's real voice.
You sound like you're from London.
No, when's the last time he's played a guy with an English accent? That's right, he hasn't.
Yeah, but it always brings me back to the leaked audio when
he was
filmed in the term.
He's kind of that guy. Really... He's kind of that guy in Ford vs. Ferrari.
Yeah.
Really? But, that's the vibe he gave. That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of it. That's pretty much... I don't think I've... binge-watched anything recently.
Okay. Real quick before we go to the list, since The Invisible Man's coming out, I highly recommend on HBO you check out Upgrade. Because it's Lee Winnell's, like, first movie. It's the one I told you about where the guy gets... His wife is murdered by a bunch of gangsters and he gets, like, paralyzed. And then this tech guy gives him an AI ship so he can go get revenge.
Is it first person?
No. You're thinking of Hardcore Henry. No.
There we go.
No, this is very different.
Okay.
This movie is just awesome.
Okay.
Like, it's definitely the kind of movie where you feel like you have a look of beer. It's awesome.
Okay.
It, Like, you'll wait, and once it gets, like, where the chip, like, starts activating, it's, holy crap.
Okay.
Like,
you said it's on the HBO?
It's on HBO.
Okay.
Also, I was gonna throw, I just wanted to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I have seen it.
And we haven't talked about it?
We have talked about it.
No, we haven't. You said you hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, we talked about it, like, a couple weeks ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought it was just me telling you to see it.
No.
Oh, well, what'd you think?
It was really good.
Okay, great.
I felt Brad Pitt's character was better than Leo's, but...
No. I think they're both great. Like, Rick Dalton's, like, meltdown on the trailer is amazing.
Yeah. But so I like Brad Pitt's character more. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's a car guy.
Well, yeah.
He makes fucking Scoot McNairy change the tire.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, just him high in the... At the end,
you came in here on a you were on a horsey.
Yeah, it was just great. But yeah, shoot, I think we talked about it like did back we? In January. Yeah, I when swear. I saw it.
No, because you're like I hadn't seen it yet, and I was like I kept giving you shit.
No, I remember talking
okay.
about it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're getting very forgetful in your old age.
What?
Did you have a taste of cigarette?
Yeah.
Tonight, the night, yeah. And away we go. I just like him watching TV.
Yeah.
Or he's like, I forgot what show it's like. You can't do that. Yeah. Timothy Oliphant was great too. When they're filming the pilot.
Yeah.
Lancer. Anyway, so we're getting to our list. This week, Harrison Ford's Call of the Wild is out. And I didn't realize it cost $109 million.
Well, yeah.
Which, it's not tracking to make anywhere near that. I did not realize it was that expensive, but I guess the CGI dog is probably eating up a lot of the budget.
Shocker.
Well, I didn't realize it was that much. Anyway, I decided it was time to rank our favorite Harrison Ford movies.
Okay.
This one was actually pretty easy for me.
Yeah.
Like, it took me a second just to just go through to make sure I wasn't missing anything, but it galvanized pretty fast. Wes, what's your honorable mention?
My honorable mention, just because my kids like the movie so much. Secret Life of Pets 2.
He's in that?
Apparently he plays a rooster.
Wow.
Yeah, I reached
okay,
for that one.
I really didn't see that coming. Okay.
Tom. I reached for it.
What's your honorable mention?
Dog in that. No, hold on a minute. No, he's a dog in the Secret Life of Pets 2.
Whatever. It says on
wow.
Google, rooster.
Maybe that's the dog's name?
Probably, I don't know.
I haven't seen any of those, thank God.
I just saw it, I'm like I'm going to put it on my list just to throw Chauncey off.
Yeah, he herds or something like that, and he teaches the main character, Patton Oswalt's like, character to like do his thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Mine
what
is,
a troll drop by you.
Thank you.
My honorable mention is kind of stupid, but I just love it because he's really funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Glory. He plays a complete douchebag.
I knew you were going to pick Morning Glory.
Wait, what?
I knew you were going to pick Morning Glory.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's not a bad pick. I was just like, yep, that's the Brian pick.
Yeah. Well, I watched it with my wife.
No, but, I know. I'm not knocking. Yeah. I was just like, there it is.
What's her name? Adams?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, so, but I just thought Brian earlier because I saw this thing on Reddit.
Uh-oh.
And it was like, do any males watch, like, Riverdale? Besides, like, teenage boys.
Richie.
Or teenage girls.
Do you watch Riverdale?
He said he used to.
Me, no, actually, Christina does, though.
Okay.
I've seen a few episodes with her.
Okay.
All right.
No, you're fine.
I remember.
All right, my honorable mention, Blade Runner.
Which one?
For original.
Oh.
Stop it. Yeah, Blade Runner. I mean, it's one of the most subdued Harrison Ford performances, and obviously Blade Runner just fucking rules.
Yeah.
And yeah, and he does a really good job as a Deckard. Anyway, moving on, number five.
My number five is American Graffiti.
Okay, that's on brand. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go on. Why?
Because the cars, duh. I haven't seen him forever, so I don't know. I can't remember much about
Well,
the
he's
movie.
The one that plays chicken. He's the guy that races. I think, doesn't he race Dreyfus?
I think so.
He's the guy that they play chicken with, though.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, no, early 70s Ford is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice run.
Well, and it's great looking up all the movies that, like, when we do these lists.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I forgot he was in that.
Like, the guy, I thought about the conversation, but he's not in it enough, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, what's your number five?
The Fugitive. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, The Fugitive.
Ooh, that's my number four.
It's my number two.
Yeah. Classic film with epic, that, I mean, the scene where he's being, the gun's being pointed at him, and he's at the end of that, like, what do you call it?
He's the dam. It's the dam.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, just a very, kind of an epic scene, if you grew up with it.
I didn't kill her. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that's my number.
All right. Well, we'll cover that a little bit more once we get to my number. Once we get to number four, my number five is Working Girl. No,
I don't remember that.
Sigourney Weaver, Melanie Griffith, and then Harrison Ford's basically like the love interest, and also I think her boss in it. He's terrific, though. Like, it was like the first time he's like played like the love interest in a romantic comedy.
Interesting. I don't remember.
That's a classic.
I remember Sabrina.
No, that's later. Kinda. This is 86, I think.
Oh yeah, that's way before. Like, yeah, I don't know that.
He's
one.
So funny in Working Girl.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen.
And it's like one of the rare times he's like a romantic lead.
What are you talking about? It was a romantic lead in Star Wars.
Stop it. What's your number four?
Speaking of Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, number... Okay.
Yeah.
But her first Han Solo, I was waiting for it.
Hung Solo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, yeah, my number three, number four.
Okay. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put a pin in Han Solo, because it's going to come up again a lot.
Yeah.
How about you, number four?
Air Force One.
Okay, I knew so one of you is going to pick it, so I didn't have to, but I love Air Force One. Go on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's amazing and such a great action movie.
Get off my plane.
President of the United States taking out terrorists, and it's just awesome. It's a fun watch. You can, and it's rewatchable. It's extremely rewatchable.
My number four, The Fugitive.
Like I said, ridiculous, but action-packed. I mean, it's just so, and very entertaining, so that's really all I gotta say.
Okay. Yeah, Fugitive rules. Richard Kimball, I love that character. I love all the things Harrison Ford does. Like, he's always looking over his shoulder whenever he's somewhere, because he thinks someone's going to be behind him. That's a nice touch.
Yep.
Plays.
It's a kind of game almost, too. Like, it's got that kind of cat and mouse kind of
right.
chase.
And he's trying to crack the case of who really killed his wife and who the one-armed man is. Like, badass action movie.
Yep.
All right, number three.
I thought about changing my number three, but I'm going to go with Empire Strikes Back.
That is my number two.
Okay.
My number two as well.
Nice. Oh, we're going to have the same number one, huh? But we'll save it.
No, I don't think I'm going to have the same number one as anybody.
That's impossible. Anyway, okay, let's start with Han Solo thoughts. Go.
Well, do you want to wait till you guys do your number two then?
No, we'll just do it now.
Oh, all right. No, I just thought, again, one of the... I liked him kind of like the darker character.
Well, just him and Princess Leia, right, and the Falcon the entire time is great.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see their relationship kind of grow, and...
Him and Lando are great.
Yeah.
I love him, like, being a dick to 3PO, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to change the power coupling.
Yeah.
Like, him and Leia in the tunnel is great.
Yeah. It's just great to see, like, him being, like, this big, like, stubborn guy and...
Scoundrel, like, doesn't believe in shit.
Exactly, and then see his character evolve into, like, no, I actually do care.
Until you get to, I love you, I know.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Not like a badass when he just says, I know.
Mm-hmm. Improvise that.
Yeah. I read that story, yeah.
Alright, what's your number three?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, okay.
What was Sean Connery?
Yeah, I know.
That's my number one.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Really? Okay. Alright.
I mean, I'm not a huge Indiana Jones, like, junkie, mm-hmm. but obviously I've seen them all, but that one's just the one. It's I don't know what it is, like the production quality, the filming quality is just a little bit crisper. Sean Connery's in it. They have even River Phoenix is in it. In the very beginning, he's the first. He's the young.
That's right. Rest in peace.
Well, just that iconic scene where they're in the room and it's burning and sitting there going, "Dad," and they're both looking the opposite direction.
Oh yeah,
that was always fun.
Oh, Laker.
And then the booby trap thing is great, you know, because he has to get the goblet.
So yeah.
Good stuff. So yeah, I mean that's my favorite of the Indiana Jones. I just decided to put it in there. So
okay, my number three is Witness.
Oh, that's what the young one pointed, right? The Mormon kid.
Yeah, the Amish movie.
Sorry,
where he's the cop, he has to, the Amish kid witnesses a murder, and then he has to go protect him in Amish country, and he falls for the Amish girl.
Yep.
Really good movie, and a really underrated Harrison Ford performance. Because, he actually learns to, he has to live amongst them, and, he actually, grows, an empathy for them. He punches out that tourist who's, mocking, the Amish guy, because he knows the Amish won't fight back. And Harrison Ford's I'm not taking any of your shit. Just punch him in the face. But then, he's kind of a lonely cop. And he's he fell in love with the Amish girl. And then he knows that they can't ever be together because she's not going to renounce being Amish. And he's obviously not going to be Amish. But it's also a really good thriller at the same time. Really good movie. I fucking love Witness.
Yep. I almost put that in there.
I mean, my number two is Empire. Your number two is Empire. What's your number two?
Fugitive.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your number one then?
The Last Crusade.
Okay. Your number one?
42.
Really?
Robinson. Yep.
Huh.
He plays Branch so. He nails it. He's so good.
Okay.
And I know that. So I love that movie. So I just think that his performance in that, because he really took on that role and became that, that person who was real. I thought he did an amazing performance in that.
The movie
was great all around. He may not be the main character, but he's one of the main. I mean, damn near him and Jackie Robinson's,
Chadwick.
They kind of go hand in hand. Huh?
Chadwick.
Black Panther.
Yeah. So, that's my number one. I just decided to put that at the top. So.
Quick, before I get to my number one, quick Han Solo thought. I love that Harrison Ford to this day, whenever he's asked about anything Star Wars related, it's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what do you think about Kylo Ren? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. Anyway, my number one, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yep.
Yeah. I love Indiana Jones. I love that he's basically a complete fuck-up the entire time. He's always having to, fix all the messes he makes. And he's just always can think on his feet. I love that when he's a professor, he's a total fucking dork, yet all the girls love him, which is kind of bad in hindsight, but it's still kind of funny, because he's just so befuddled at all that.
Yep.
I almost put Temple of Doom ahead, but I'm like, no, Raiders is the best one.
Oh, no, I was going to put... Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls on there.
Shut up.
Come on, that Nuketown scene where he just hides in the fridge and the nuke goes off.
Get out of here, troll. although, I guess Indy 5 is allegedly coming next year.
Mm-hmm.
He said they'd start filming in the spring.
Yep.
Which, okay, man.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be worse than four.
Yeah.
Can't be worse than four. So, yeah, Harrison Ford, baby. What a career.
Yeah.
And I just love that he takes paycheck movies. Like a man.
That's right.
Also, I'm sure they probably could have filmed most of Call of the Wild outside of his cabin.
Probably.
And if you want a really fun YouTube clip, there was this David Blaine thing, a show a couple years ago where he's doing magic tricks for the stars, and Harrison Ford is fucking baked. And David Blaine does the trick where he takes a dollar bill or the car. I think it's either a card or a dollar bill out of an orange, and Harrison Ford just blown away. Look for it on YouTube. It's so funny.
I'll look it up.
You can tell he's a high.
Yeah.
And also probably a little drunk.
Probably.
All right. Thank you for... I'm really glad you were able to come back, Brian. I know it's you know, almost it's 1:10 in the morning Florida time, so I appreciate you doing this. I've missed you.
Yeah.
We've missed you.
Yeah.
Have fun at the XFL game tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm just going to watch it. I'm not going out tomorrow, but I'm going to be going to one, so I'll let you know how that goes.
Well, you have to come back on, because now that we're the number one source for your XFL news, at least in L.A., subscribe.
Took my line.
You need to give us an XFL review.
I will. I'll let you know.
All right, Brian. You have a great night. / morning. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, yeah, that's our show for the week, Wes. I'm sure there'll be more NFL offseason coming up because, you know, it's getting close to March.
Yeah.
We're almost to leap day.
Ugh.
And let reality wait till March. Anyway, I think there might be some trailers next week for realsies. I don't know.
Probably.
Kind of a lean week. I don't know what our list is going to be yet. I know in 2 weeks, for that first week of March episode, we're doing Ben Affleck movies.
Ooh.
I know. That's a tough list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's one bad like movie I wanted to see?
Mm.
Was
That new one where he plays a drunk?
No.
I do want to see that.
It's the Kevin Smith one with
The Bill of a Girl?
Jersey Girl?
No.
Dogma.
Mallrats.
Dogma.
Fucking love Dogma.
I know. I've been wanting to watch it because they make a reference to that.
Well, let's say you've seen it.
I know. I want to watch it again.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
But they made a reference in it, Jay and Silent Bob reboot, so.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, enjoy Brockmire.
Will do.
Enjoy The Good Place once you get to it and watch Upgrade. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week, Wes.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.